Outlaw Star.
I still haven't seen that.
Yeah, it was when I was younger, and it was on Toonami, and it was late, and you know, young Solo was downstairs by himself watching TV, and it was the
beginnings.
Exactly,
the by beginnings. Himself in the dark
with the volume really low, and it was a fan service episode. And that was
yes,
the first time I
knew it.
It was the first time in my life I realized.
Bonkai, Senbon Sakura, Kageyoshi.
Welcome anime fans to the Super Anime Podcast, where each week we look to entertain, inspire and inform you on all things anime. Whether you're new to anime or a seasoned veteran, we invite you to come listen, share and laugh with us. We hope every episode ignites your otaku spirit and leaves you feeling super. Thanks for listening, hope you enjoy, let's start the show. Not 21 seconds. It's part three, people. Part three. We've done this twice, and Solo is again in the hot seat. We're going to be asking him
what
kind of
was.
Sound
I
effect
I,
was
I
that.
I have no idea. I don't
that
know.
Was a whimper.
I have no idea.
Wow,
just,
that's the first question. What were you thinking?
I don't know.
Jeez Louise. But yeah, I'm going to ask Solo some questions. It's called 21 questions, but it's not necessarily 21 questions. But, you know, as we do here, get inspiration for hip-hop songs for our titles. And, you know, 21 questions works well. So Solo doesn't know what these questions are. They're all mine. So He's going to have to come off top of the head. Off the top of the dome, as he says.
There we go.
He's
dome.
Embraced his full boldness. So
I have.
We appreciate that.
Fully.
You know.
I'm part of the bold gang.
He's Get Nappa it. Out here.
There
Black
go.
Nappa.
There we go.
Just not Nappa. That bold. He's just not bulky, that's all.
I just don't have the moustache.
And the muscles, but you know.
It's okay. I'll get them back. COVID ruined me.
Gosh, yeah. But But yeah, let's get straight into it. But actually, before we get straight into it, we want to just say, you know what? Thank you so, so much for all the support we had. Firstly, for Saturday M, want to thank those guys. We were, if you're listening to this, Saturday Con has just finished and the weekend just gone. And it was an amazing experience. We did the history of Saturday M, speaking with the founders, Fred, Ray, and White Manga. We'll put a link in the show notes just for you go to listen to. You can listen to the whole thing or you can just listen to us. We're literally at the beginning where we introduced the whole Saturday Con. It was an amazing privilege. We had people like Jay Oden retweets our video. We had people like JRD Bard. I hope I'm saying that right. Who said, y'all were awesome. Americans love the y'all, don't they? Y'all were awesome. Can't wait to listen to more podcasts, which is great. And we've just had like a lot of more different feedback from you guys in terms of Super Anime Podcast. So, and we just had a lot of feedback. I know in the beginning of the year, I asked, what more do you want us to do? We had, I hope I'm saying your name right, Quintums03, who said, just more good vibes. UGs are on track. Fire, King, hand together. Emoji.
You don't even need to say the emojis. You could.
It's funny, Solo. Look, it's good vibes. We had
fire, thumbs up, palms together, fire emoji, peach, eggplant, fire.
What kind of message is that for us? A peach, eggplant. Jeez. Anyway, we had Adria again. I apologize for the names. I'm not that great. Adria Lad Sheena. I hope I'm saying your name. I apologize if that's wrong. But he said, I agree. It's untouchable at the moment. By the way, keep doing what you're doing. Big bro, big fan, all your work, fire emoji. And then lastly, we had again our boy Agent Smith. He said he would like to see a roundtable discussion with all the guests that love One Piece to talk the real, real. And yes, yeah, we will have that. We will definitely have that. Sir Blackson 97, more debates, throw some controversial takes or opinions in there and get a big discussion.
Yeah, let's do that.
We've done that before. We've done the Pokemon one. We've done anime versus manga.
That was a heated
debate.
We need some more hot takes. We got hot takes that we haven't shared, so we need to do more of that. Definitely.
Well, it said controversial takes, but yeah, still.
Takes are controversial.
There's you'll see in the what's it called, but there's actually an episode we're gonna do, I don't want to ruin it for people, but yeah, it's gonna cover those themes. So yeah, thank you guys so much again. This year, it's all about engagement for us. We really want you, the listeners, to engage more with us, whether it be through Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. We would really, really appreciate it. Shout out to ZFireNZ, again, who follows us on TikTok and on Instagram, actually. Always been supporting, so thank you so much. And really, I know there's a lot more people. Again, I see it in the numbers and the listeners. There's a lot more people who are supporting, but we can't say, you know, thanks. We can't shout you out because you haven't, you know, reached out in that sense. So reach out to us, email, or we prefer the voice note, but if you want, just email, or you can, like I mentioned, go on our socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. We're mostly active on Instagram, but I am also on the other ones as well. We'll see. Wherever you consume your socials, just interact with us. We are there. Okay, so let's get to the question, Solo. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, cool. So, in 2021, and by the way, these are all questions inspired by Cora. These are not my questions. So, if they sound dumb, Solo, please do not attack me. First question, what anime did you enjoy most in 2021?
Ooh. Ooh.
I don't think I've heard of that anime. Ooh. Can you explain what that is?
Very funny. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am actually.
You're so sad. Ooh, I haven't heard of that one. Ooh. What anime did I enjoy the most in 2021?
Can't say One Piece, by the way.
No, I wasn't even going to say One Piece. That's a very good question.
That's why I'm here.
Oh. That actually has me stumped. I generally don't know.
Can you name one then, at least, that you watched that you thought
There's a few that I watched, but nothing actually stood out. Because so in 2021, I read a lot of manga.
Okay.
So I read. There's a lot of manga that I've been reading.
Alright, you can default to manga. Then
I can default to manga. I'd say okay. In that case, Sun Ken Rock. Sun Ken Rock is what I definitely enjoyed a lot of in 2021. That was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
was yours?
Mine was probably Tokyo Revengers.
Okay, fair enough.
That or Fire Force.
No way. Fire Force. No way.
I like the animation.
It's in the top. The top.
No, not the top. Okay, no. Maybe not the top.
Doesn't say the top? No.
Enjoy the most, though. It didn't say what was the best. Enjoy the most.
Yeah, and you enjoyed Fire Force. You know me,
I like the fighting. It's kind of good. I just like that. It wasn't the best, but I enjoyed the most just because of the fighting. It's simple, you know?
Okay. All right. No, yeah. You're entitled to your opinion, however wrong it may be.
Tokyo Revengers or that.
Okay, cool.
Maybe just say Tokyo Revengers because that was a bit more of a story.
Sure.
Which anime would be better with real actors?
Like a live action, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what? And I'm not just saying it. Well, I am saying it because you just mentioned it. So I would say this is an honorable mention. I think that Fire Force.
Wrong. That was the incorrect answer, Solo, because there will be no anime that works well in real life. Next question. Who is your favorite anime trio? That was such a wrong answer about no anime works well in real life. Next question. Who is your favorite anime trio?
You got me. Got him.
Got him.
You got me. Yeah, that was good. That was good. Clap for yourself. Yeah. Well anyway. Done.
This guy.
Real bad boys in the game. All right. Okay.
Who's your favorite anime trio?
Favorite anime trio. To be honest, I don't care. I'm a fanboy. Ace, Luffy, Sabo.
Really? That's not even a good trio solo.
Why it's not? Why
Where's the dynamic between them? They don't even. They barely share screen time.
What's yours?
I had two. So I have obviously Chopper, Brooke, and Frankie. Chopper, Usopp, and Frankie. Are you serious?
Okay, all right. What's your next one? That's not a trio, though.
That is a trio.
Okay, let's take one piece of the table for both of us, yeah? Let's wipe them out.
I say, when I say trio, just like friends, like people who hang out with each other. That's all.
Okay, you could pick any three people from the Zeef Warriors then.
Yeah, why not? But certain people have certain relationships. Are you telling me Brooke and Chopper don't have a relationship?
No, they do, but I'm saying you have to, if you're going to say what's your favorite trio, they have to be known as identified as a trio. Like the legendary Sanin, like Team 7, like JJK's Team 7, like the Luffy, Sabo, and Ace.
That's not a trio, though. Luffy, Sabo, and Ace.
Yes, it is. They were brothers, the three brothers.
Okay, fine.
You need to have them known as their grouping is the three of them. So for example, there is in the Z Warriors, there's no trio. No trio exists in the Z Warriors.
I'm trying to think.
No, doesn't exist.
There's a duo, but yeah, no trio.
Exactly. So I will. Let's take One Piece off the table. Granted, I'll think of another one. Because you put me on the spot. What's your second one then? Let's see your second one.
Well, if you define it like that, it was going to be from Hajime no Ippo, but that's not really a trio.
Need to be identified as a trio.
So when you say identified as a trio, meaning their
character, their existence, like part of their identity is, okay, their existence as a trio.
And then that makes things a bit more difficult.
I like JJK's trio, by the way. I think they're, I mean, I call them T7. I know they're not, but I like their trio. The Gojo trio. I like them.
No, I wouldn't say that. No, not really. They're all right. I wouldn't say they're amazing. Do you know what? I actually like, who's in the Naruto squad of Neji? I forgot.
Neji, Rock Lee, and
yes,
the
Tenten, is
Tenten,
it?
Tenten, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go with them then. But it's not a satisfying answer for me right now.
No, it's not a satisfying answer.
Because I thought I could just pick three people who have good chemistry. But they have good chemistry, though.
No. I mean, I'm not denying they have good chemistry, but I would know.
No, I'm talking about Usopp, Chopper, Frankie.
Or you might say like the monster trio, Luffy, Sanji, and Zoro.
How can that be a trio but not Usopp's,
known as the monster trio.
That's just because someone says they're the monster trio. Now they're all a trio. Why about if I call them Usopp, Frankie, and Chopper, the funny trio? then there you go. They're a trio.
I'm actually gonna go. To be honest, like in all hindsight, in all seriousness, I think I'll probably go for the Gojo. I would actually go for the legendary Sanin. I like those three.
Really?
Yeah, I just like them.
They're not even.
They're not even what? What are they not now? They're not funny.
No, it's not that they're not funny. It's just more so a case where we did see a bit of them, but I don't know. I don't think when I think of Trio, just maybe it's just not me.
You're just thinking, have three people said jokes to each other?
No, that's all you're thinking of. I'm talking about the relationship and chemistry with those people.
And so you're Do you think the legendary Seinen had great chemistry? It's not about whether or not they got great chemistry. The question wasn't who's got the greatest chemistry. You asked me who's my favorite.
Okay, fine. You're entitled to your opinion.
That's better.
I personally thought you were gonna choose Brock, Misty, and Ash, but you know, from Pokemon.
No,
but,
that's
you know.
Your choice. That's your fans.
What about Demon Slayer Trio? You didn't choose those. You didn't like that?
Nah, because Zenitsu annoys me sometimes.
Mm. What about Team Rocket? I'm sure you like those guys.
Who's the third?
Meowth, innit? That's you.
That's me. I would rather be Meowth and part of Jesse or James. What? 100% be Meowth. Why would you want to be James or Jesse? They're dumb. I'll give me Meowth. At least I can talk to Pokemon.
And you said, and actually, now I think. Yeah, that's true. Now you think about Dragon Ball Z, Goku, Vegeta, and Piccolo are trio.
No, they're not a trio. They're the three strongest
long running characters in Dragon Ball.
If you really you really think that Piccolo's there? Do you really think that the three strongest fighters are Goku, Vegeta, and Piccolo?
I said three strongest long-running characters.
Do you think the three strongest long-running character are Goku, Vegeta, and Piccolo? I'm going to give you another chance to confirm.
Yes. Who else is a long-running character you think is stronger than Goku, Vegeta, and Piccolo?
Gohan.
It was at this moment he knew. He f***ed up.
I asked you, listeners, three times. I gave this guy a chance.
But the thing is, Piccolo's more long running than Gohan.
Oh, stop it. Don't try it. Piccolo, I got memory fog there. I gave you chances.
I
was like, this guy isn't thinking. Let me give him a chance. You still moving. Confidence on hundreds. Okay, cool.
I was thinking long running, innit? I was thinking Piccolo from Dragon Ball. That's why. It's long running. He's from Dragon Ball. He gets extra credit because he's from Dragon Ball.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I will stick with that because he comes from Dragon Ball.
He's not a trio. Yep. And either way, there is no. Piccolo's not known as like the third Saiyan. He's not in there. It doesn't have to be the third Saiyan.
He's not on their level. He's not even with them.
He's not even with them.
Anyway, moving on. What about Spike, Jet, and Faye? Because I'm surprised you didn't say that from Cowboy Bebop, because you like those guys.
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that. But you can say that.
Oh, I just remembered. I'm changing my favorite trio to Samurai Champloo's trio.
Acceptable.
Mugen, Jin, and Fu. Yes, yeah, I changed it to those guys.
Fully acceptable. No complaints there.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to the next question. What boxes need to be ticked when constructing a good anime?
Storyline. Interesting characters. Strong world. When I say strong world, what I mean by that is like a deep and rich world for the characters to get into, like lots of different environments.
Fair enough.
That's for me.
No, I think that's... I mean, you didn't say animation, but other than that, it's all good.
I almost see that as like a constant. I probably should see. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's fair. If it's not, then I'll probably.
You wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, you put it.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You really wouldn't. So that's the whole point of anime.
Do you know what? Actually, to be honest, you don't. If the animation isn't the best, but you've got like a crazy good storyline, crazy good characters, the world building is deep and rich. That might be. I'll take that over just a fancy looking anime.
I mean, sometimes some
like
anime
Fate Stay Night. Some of those fight scenes are beautiful.
Mm.
Like God tier level. They are great stuff. But like One Piece, for example. One Piece. Come on. One Piece out of the legendary trio of Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece. One Piece hands down had the weakest animation.
Yeah, for sure.
Weakest animation.
For sure.
Didn't stop it from being the best in my eyes.
That's true. Yeah. No, actually. Did you think first 100 episodes, Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece, did you actually think One Piece was the best out of all the three? Honestly.
No.
But you just said.
No, when you start, as you kind of get into it, yeah, 100%, it's the most.
When you get into it, but I'm talking about, because obviously you said the animation obviously wasn't the best in terms of those three.
Mm.
But it was the best in terms of what it was. But at the time, you didn't know that, did you?
No, if you asked me, maybe not 100 episodes. Where was 100 episodes?
I
what's
can't
episode
remember.
100?
I just
Let's Google this. Episode 100, One Piece. And you Google episode 100, Naruto. Okay, so episode 100, apparently, that's in the Alabasta. That's Alabasta.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But even still, though, Ed, like maybe because the story took a little bit longer for things to kind of get into it.
Yeah.
But up until, I would say, Whole Cake Island, and certainly not Wano, but anything prior to,
No, I don't think Whole Cake Island was bad solo.
No. I'm not saying it was bad. I'm saying it was good, but the animation has never been consistently good in One Piece up until like Wano.
Again, I'll disagree.
No.
I think it's just been progressively getting better.
Good as like Naruto? No, come on.
Oh, not as Naruto. No, no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Naruto has from day one. It's been, ooh, this looks good. This is good. I get what you're saying. But my point is that I think I'd rather take a good strong storyline than it just to look good. There's a ton of anime out there that look good.
There is. And it's also if it piques your interest, like Mob Psycho, I don't think is the best in terms of the way it's illustrated and animated. But I just love the whole concept and the story.
Mob Psycho is great, man. Mob Psycho is real.
Yeah, I really like Mob Psycho. What are some anime characters' names that begin with T?
Tenten.
Mm-hmm.
Toby.
Mm-hmm. You gotta give me five seconds.
That wasn't the question. The question, there was no time limit. I can have as much time as I thought.
We ain't got time for that.
No, you can't now turn around and say 5 seconds. 5 seconds. How rude,
man.
Is that?
Stop thinking. Go on. 10-10, Toby, who else?
Todoroki. Does that count?
Todoroki, remind me again. My mind's gone now.
What you call it? My Hero Academia.
Oh yeah. Of course, yeah. That's fine.
I said Toby.
Yeah.
Todoroki. You know when you get asked on a question, you just
I know
everything just goes. I was about to start pulling random names.
You did that last time.
Takeru, Takashi, Takeda.
Well, you got what's it called? No, that's Kakashi, not Takashi.
Yeah, exactly. Just say random names.
You got Tien from Dragon Ball.
Tien. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, you did. You didn't get five, so you failed.
Oh my gosh! You know what? As soon as I know that the question's over, they all start flooding in.
Like who?
Trunks.
Oh yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah.
One. That would have been four.
Tosin from Bleach. Tosin.
Oh, yeah. Like, right now he's Googling it, guys. That's why.
No, you would have heard me typing, man. I got loud ass keyboards.
Which type of power level in an anime shonen you like? Okay. What type of power level in anime shonen do you like more? Anime with power level under planetary or anime with power level above planetary?
No, under planetary, man. Over planetary is boring. Oh, this is boring. It's like, oh, I can destroy the world. It's like,
That's why I've always been a purist in terms of I like Dragon Ball.
Under planetary. Better. Under planetary is way more interesting. It's like for example, I think that Boruto had such a hard time of bringing. I haven't read the manga or watch the show, so I don't know.
Neither have
I. I remember when I got to the end of Naruto, because I did finish that, of Shippuden, I remember thinking to myself, man, Naruto and Sasuke are mad strong right now. How are you gonna
bring,
and obviously they're talking about people from the moon and all of this kind of stuff. So how do you then bring things back down to kind of ground level, to like that type of tuning exams type of strength?
Well, they
level
reset
that was still
it, isn't it?
And, and it's good, but no, definitely underplanetary.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, one thing about I loved about Naruto, even though he had like, actually, maybe he didn't have overplanetary powers, but he did have strong powers, is that they always blended taijutsu and jujutsu very well in Naruto, which I thought was really nice.
Well, taijutsu and which one, sorry? Genjutsu.
Okay. Well, don't you think so? I really do. Like,
I think they could have done more Genjutsu. You know,
I think there was enough.
I'd have wanted to see more. Genjutsu is like that
basically the special powers, the illusions. Yeah, all that. Yeah. Basically everything that takes they do their hand to do the forms and stuff. Basically,
You see that all the time, man. There's taijutsu, genjutsu. What's the other one? Google time.
Genjutsu, meaning, is one of the main jutsu categories in which uses Sakura. Unlike ninjutsu, which...
Ninjutsu is the one that you're talking about.
So genjutsu is illusion, ninjutsu is the four hand formations, taijutsu is the martial arts. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, then maybe you're right then.
I think they could have done more genjutsu. They did it in the beginning. Remember they did that scene where they explained how to get out of a genjutsu, like using
you have to harm yourself or something like that.
I can't remember. It's like this particular word or hand or whatever.
That was it.
You're right. I think to the point that you're actually talking about, I think that you're on the money. I think the ninjutsu and taijutsu they got done really
it was
well.
So good, man. I know we said this before, Naruto was amazing, man.
It dragged at times, and
of course the fillers really spoiled it, but take the fillers away, oh, what an anime.
It was good.
What an anime. The martial arts, like some of the even when I think of the martial arts, I think of the Flash versus Toby, and that just comes to my mind. Do you remember that fight?
Yeah,
where he throws the kunai.
It's like used in every single Naruto AMV now.
AMV, yeah. That obviously in a Rock Lee fight, even the Sasuke Naruto fight, it was amazing taijutsu in there. Do you want anime characters to appear in a Disney movie someday?
How does that make any sense?
It's not my question.
Not even looking down on them way. I just don't understand. What do they mean? Like, I don't know.
Like, would you like to see One Punch Man in, I don't know, a Disney movie? I don't know.
Yeah, no, maybe. But like Disney Marvel? Because that's not possible. Pass. Not in a rude way. I just generally don't understand that question.
Okay, let's just take, because obviously Disney acquired Marvel. So let's just say, Marvel. Let's say One Punch Man in Avengers. Would you like to see that?
No.
Okay, fine. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
I know in Smash Brothers, obviously, they brought, what's his name, to...
Smash Brothers is different, though. Smash Brothers is kind of like, they can bring in everyone.
They brought a Disney character. What was the Disney character's name again? It's really annoying me now. From Kingdom Hearts...
Did they actually bring in a Disney character, or did they bring in the character from Kingdom Hearts?
They brought Kingdom Hearts as a Disney character, though.
Kingdom Hearts is the game.
Yes, they brought in the main character from... I thought you knew about Smash
Bros.
Yeah,
but he's
mate.
Not a Disney character.
Yes, he is.
No, but he's not like a... He hasn't got like a Disney film.
But he's a Disney character, mate.
I wouldn't say he's... Like, were you talking about Sora?
Yeah. He's a Kingdom Hearts series.
I don't think he...
He's a Disney character, mate.
I wouldn't say he's a Disney character. I don't think so. No. Sora is not a Disney character. I know that Kingdom Hearts is set in Disney World. I get it. 100%. I understand it.
This is wild.
I don't think Sora is classed as a Disney character. Like, I ain't going to go to Disney World and
clip that and put that out there just for people to berate you.
It's a collaboration, remember? It's like, I can't remember. Hold up. I'm Googling this right now. Okay. Kingdom Hearts. It's on the wiki, yeah? Is a series of action-playing role games, RPGs, yet developed and published by Square Enix. It's a collaboration between Square Enix and the Walt Disney Company. I would say that Sora is a Square Enix character.
Sora is a fictional character and a main protagonist of Disney and Square Enix Kingdom Hearts visual game. Yeah. It's Disney.
And stop completely omitting Square Enix.
Oh, yeah, fine. But Disney bought Square Enix, so therefore Square Enix is part of Disney, therefore it's Disney.
No.
Yes.
No,
yes. No, yes. Yes.
No. It's yes. No. It's not. It's not. This is wild. It's not even. No.
So
no,
wait. If you acquire a company, is Marvel now Marvel?
Disney
or is it not
doesn't
Disney's
own
Marvel?
Square Enix.
No, but I'm just saying Square.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, but you just said that Disney owns Square Enix. They don't. Like Marvel, you can't sit here and say Spider-Man is a Disney character. It's not.
No, it's not. Of course not.
Okay, so then why are you telling me that Sora is a Disney character? I get what you're saying because he exists in a world and his games are basically in Disney. Like, let's not lie. I 100% understand that. But I wouldn't, if he said, oh, is Sora a Disney character? He ain't in my list. He's not in the list.
He's not in the list. Damn it.
Remember, Square Enix is the same people who did Final Fantasy.
Hold on. Does Disney own Kingdom Hearts Sora? Here's the answer. Yes, it appears that the character of Sora is owned by Disney, who owns Kingdom Hearts. Well, there you go. And this is Disney's website. Or this of Disney.
What's the website? DisneyDiz.eng.uk.
Well, you know, what is Kingdom Hearts? Yeah, I mean, it's all up for interpretation, but...
No.
It says here, Kingdom Hearts game series. It says here, Sora is a Disney character.
Look, I might be wrong. All right, I can accept if I'm wrong.
I do see what you're saying, though. You do make sense. Like, it could just be that Square Enix, and then. Well, it doesn't matter anyway. The main answer is no. We don't want to see an anime character.
Basically, yeah. Next, there we go. That's yeah.
Who makes the best anime? We have actually spoke about this.
I can't remember what my number one was now. Yeah, I remember. But let's go. I think I said Madhouse.
I think you said Madhouse, and I said Production IG. But you can go and listen to our studio best anime studios top 5 best anime studios podcast. We go into way more depth counting down. We've actually just given you the punchline, but you know, there's a lot more to it. You can choose one anime character to partner with, and everyone else from that universe is a zombie in a zombie apocalypse. Who would you choose?
Say that first bit again.
You can choose one anime character to partner with.
Okay. All right.
Everyone else from that universe is a zombie in a zombie apocalypse. I'll say that again. Listen up.
Thank you.
You, Solo,
yes, thank you,
can choose one anime character to partner with.
Uh-huh.
And everyone else that universe is a zombie.
I was about to say something wild.
In a zombie apocalypse, okay. Who would you... What were we going to say?
I was going to say Attack on Titan. Then you said...
I would choose Eren, though. I would choose him.
What?
Wouldn't choose him as a partner when you're in a zombie apocalypse.
I've got a better one.
Who?
Madara Uchiha.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, better yet, Hashirama Shenju. I'll pick him instead. At least I know he can beat.
Can you please tell people the anime? Just...
Sorry, Hashirama Senju or Madara Uchiha from the anime known as Naruto.
Thank you.
Which is part one, or Naruto Shippuden, which is part two, or Boruto, which is the continuation, which is Naruto's son.
I don't even know if Hashirama and are they even in Boruto? I don't
know. No. But I'll pick Hashirama Senju.
So just rely on his genjutsu or his
just on him, his strength alone, finished.
Or the zombies, yeah.
Yeah, him.
What about the zombies had?
Boom! Wipe out like.
What about if you had like a white beard zombie who had all his powers?
Yeah, that's white beard. That's not. I didn't pick One Piece.
No, but I'm saying the zombies coming for you. So you've got Hashirama.
Yeah, but Hashirama sends you from Naruto. One white beard wouldn't
be there. Do you not
understand
what I just said?
You just said that I should pick a character and everybody else in that world is a zombie.
No, I said everyone else from that. Oh, yeah, I did say that.
It was at this moment he knew. He f***ed up.
Look at this. This is what I have to deal with. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even listen to himself when he talks. I'm talking about Naruto. You're telling me about Whitebeard.
Okay, fine. Yeah. If you're talking about that universe, I meant to change
Whitebeard
the wording.
The ninja. What village would he be from?
I meant to change.
Hidden village with earthquakes.
To change the wording to say everyone, but I said universe instead. But yeah, if that's the I mean, yeah.
I'd pick that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it was One Piece, I think I'd pick without having to be obvious and pick. So no Yonkers, because everyone would just pick a Yonker.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, who would I pick of ours?
That's a difficult one, man.
I think I'd pick Zoro. Who's
Zoro powerful enough to...
No, but shall I tell you why? Because of the blades, you could probably do like a lot of damage quite with like minimal effort. Like just do one slice and then that just kind of just slices like a lot of people.
You know who I would pick?
Yeah.
I'm joking. I would pick I was going to do it properly, but I said, nah, I've done it too much. Robin Chua!
You wait a couple of months before you try me again.
Yeah. I've done it. The frequency's been too high. Listeners like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, you know.
This is going to be a weird one, but on the premise that zombies can't swim, I'll just pick Frankie and then take a submarine.
Strong.
And just chill.
Strong. What about the fishman?
Oh, yeah. But then zombie
fishermen, dangerous. That's the worst case scenario. Land and water, you're finished. You're in a submarine getting picked apart by Shirahoshi and her.
Then I'll go to Sky Island then. Okay. And then choose Enel. Oh, yeah, he's not there no more. Oh, well.
You can. Like, it doesn't matter whether he's there or not. You could pick him. It's not a problem. You could pick him.
Yeah, I'll just go there. Because then I know that most of the action
you could survive to it.
Most of the action would be on land.
If you had someone as strong as NL in the Sky Islands, you could. Now relying on whether or not one of those
anyone
strong
else
characters
can discover there. Exactly.
Fair enough. I give you that.
Who is your favorite anime leader of a place, region, state, or country?
It's
a tough one.
Yeah. That's a real tough one. Favorite leader.
Think about, I would say try and get your mind out of shonen. There's a lot of anime, so there's lots of leaders. Think of your haikus. Think of your food wars. Just, yeah.
You know, I actually was that you mentioned him, and he's a good one. So the captain of the volleyball team in haiku of Karasuno's team, but I think he's pretty cool. I was actually gonna say the Raikage.
Oh, in Naruto.
I've always liked his calm but stern demeanor. Like he's a leader that I would believe in. Like I would believe in him. Like I think the third Hokage is a bit too. I know he's strong. He's a Hokage, right? But he would give me too much. It's just like old man. man. Like, I know that I shouldn't be doing ageism, but I think the Raikage would give me that real sense of protection. I'd go for him.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'd go for him. Who would you go for?
I would go for, I was just Googling his name, from Black Lagoon. Yeah, Mr. Chang. I know it's a bit, so bait, isn't it?
I'm just like, what is this? Did you just make that up? Is that your own anime
character? No. Black Lagoon is called Mr. Chang. He's just a cool guy. If you Google him, he's just sitting there in a couch with his glasses, and then his sunglasses, and yeah, I just think he's a cool guy, like literally, very calm, very composed. He's a very good shooter. He kind of reminds me of a mix between Jackie Chan and Jet Li.
I was going to think, well, not the same name, but I was thinking of Jet in Cowboy Bebop as well. I don't know if you cast him as like that type.
Yeah, he's
of thing.
A leader. He's a leader.
Yeah, yeah. I would say. Yeah. I'd say he kind of.
I wouldn't say he's a great leader, but he's, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
I know. That's what. Yeah, like honorable mention. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, there's loads of great leaders, to be honest, but those are the ones that come up. One of my favorites. I won't say my favorite, but one of my favorites. What are Ging Freak's abilities in Hunter x Hunter? This is a great question because I was trying to think about this. And I know I recently posted on our Instagram the whole One Piece Nen system. And we obviously
One
solo.
Piece, Hunter Hunter.
Sorry, Hunter x Hunter Nen system. Mm. And obviously Solo copied me when he said he would also be. Yeah. What was it? I can't remember now what I chose. But
Charge. Conjuration or transmutation, one of the two.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. But yeah, I what do you think? I have my thoughts, but what do you think Ging's Nen's type would be?
Well, we already know. Oh, Ging. Sorry, I thought you said Gon. I was like, what are you talking about?
Ging.
I know. So people who watched manga are probably gonna be like, look at these guys. They don't even know the truth. Call themselves fans. I can imagine Ging's to be conjuration.
You reckon?
Yeah. Okay. I can imagine that he conjures something up. I don't think he's like an emitter.
I think he's a specialist.
Yeah, but then you can be both. You can be
a specialist. Yeah.
So maybe I can imagine him being a specialist, something being special. I don't think, and also just from his character design, he doesn't strike me as somebody who's going to be like an emitter or what's the other physical one? I can't remember what the enhancer. I can't imagine him being an enhancer. I can imagine him being, conjuration or like the manipulation one.
Yeah.
I can imagine manipulation. Is it manipulation? I think it's manipulation.
I can go to the Instagram quickly and check because I recently posted that. So clearly Solo doesn't follow our Instagram. But you guys can at superanimepodcast.com.
Yeah, don't worry.
Superanime Podcast.
Manipulation is right. I beat you to it. Yeah.
But yeah, so, go on.
Yeah.
Emission, enhancement, transmutation, conjuration, specialist, manipulation.
Yeah. I mean, I'm reading them out now. So if you say, also I'll read them out for everybody. So enhancement, strengthening themselves or objects. Transmutation, changing the quality or aura to match something else. Conjuration, creating objects from aura. Specialization, unique effect. Manipulation, controlling animate and inanimate things. Or emission, detaching aura from the body. I think Ging would be conjuration, so creating objects from aura. Or manipulation, controlling animate or inanimate things.
You know what? Manipulation is a good one because I think he's manipulated Gon to liking him and chasing him. Only Leorio sees the truth, man.
Yeah,
only
Leorio sees the truth. It's true.
Because Gon is like, Dad, I'll chase you. I'll find you. Manipulation going on there. That's actually a good analysis, actually, regarding the body type. That might play a part into it, actually. Good point there. Couple more questions. Why did anime producers stop making long-running series?
Well, this is my completely unofficial, non-professional opinion. I just don't think there's a market for it anymore. I think the way in which that we consume media, if you take a look at everything is being serialized now. So from podcasts to TV shows to even movies, everything is kind of like this. Around this kind of serialization. So people want to have, if you're like, take movies, people want to have sequels and prequels now. Like, it's good films need an additional one. It's not enough just have the good one film and that's it. Like, the question is immediately, will there be a sequel? TV shows, for example, we're in the golden age of TV, they say. So, for example, like, it's in short breaks. Netflix, streaming. So I think anime has kind of just picked up on that and they're in the exact same boat. So they kind of serialize it into seasons as opposed to long run. I think it can still be long running, but just broken up into seasons.
Do you think, that's true. Do you think JJK, I don't read a manga, so I could be wrong. It might be the end's near. But do you think that will go on for long?
I don't think people want to do long. My total unprofessional, non-official.
My views are mine advice. And mine alone.
Yeah, not an expert in the area, but I just don't get the impression that people want to create long, 20-year-long shows anymore. I think
One Piece is the exception, but I think exactly maybe five, 10 years. I'll say five is a long.
I'd say five is a long time.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, so do you think five? Do you see JJK going on for the next 5 years?
Yeah, if you think about there's time for breaks, and then people have like they want to, you know, I can wrap this up in a 5 year span. I think that's good. I think that's probably a little bit more realistic. I think some people might even want to do even shorter and say no, I just want to focus on having a high quality 2-3 year stretch in out done. I wouldn't blame people for doing that. If I was a mangaka, I would probably do max 3-4 years. I wouldn't want to do long running because you might have different ideas as well, right? You might have different ideas.
Well, the thing is, and maybe we should do a podcast on this actually. Can you do proper world building in 2-3 years?
Well, that depends on the type of show you want to do, right? The type of story you have. Maybe the story that you have doesn't require you to do that. And if you do really want to have a good solid world building, then maybe that content or storyline is better suited to being like in a written word as a novel instead.
Yeah, but we've already seen that people just don't read these days. Well, I say people, I mean me. clearly solo reads a lot. But I think obviously you know that.
I get what you're saying.
But I think, I honestly think My Hero is going to be a 10-year plus series. I actually believe that. When the author is saying he hopes My Hero is going to be as good, if not better, than One Piece.
But then does that equate to length?
True. But yeah. I can't see it finishing anytime soon. Remember, this is the story of Deku becoming the number one hero, and he's nowhere near there.
Okay. I hear the manga. The manga's really good, though.
Yeah, I heard the manga's. Again, manga's always... So...
Did you hear that? No, you ain't hear nothing. It's fine, don't worry, it's recorded.
Anime is the best.
Don't go cut this out afterwards and make me sound like a crazy man. You said this.
You are crazy. What is wrong with you, sir?
You said this.
I was going to say manga has more information.
It's too late. You don't even need to finish your sentence.
Manga has way more information, obviously.
I'm happy. My life is complete. It's okay.
I'm just going to cut it out and be like, what are you saying?
So just cut to me going, what are you doing?
What was the first anime to make you feel genuine fear?
Come on, you know the answer to that.
I do, but other than Akira, what was the other one?
No, nothing.
Was it not Akira?
No, I've never felt fear reading watching an anime.
I thought you said you were scared when you first watched. Okay, this is you. So
no, yeah, come on, Ed. Yeah, this is the person who did the pseudo Udo story. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm okay. I'm all right. I've been scared.
If
by
you're
films,
wondering why,
I've
what
been
about
scared
pseudo...
by films, but yeah, but not.
Yeah, anime. But not anime. Okay. Yeah, if you're wondering, I can't remember which episode. I think it was actually 21 Questions Part 2. Episode where Solo did a Pokemon Solo special stories and he did Sudowoodo. So if you want to go and hear that, he's a sick guy. Very, very scary story. So definitely go and listen to that. If given the opportunity, what anime would you own? What anime item, sorry, would you own?
So when you say item, can it be a weapon as well?
Yeah, weapon. Yeah, why not? I wasn't thinking weapons, but yeah, why not? Or you could choose both, an item and a weapon.
You know, I probably wouldn't choose a weapon. Because what am I gonna do with a sword? this world. I'll probably get arrested. What item?
This is an easy one.
No, you think it's easy.
Depends on what you want, I guess.
Yeah, I'd I can't so I'm struggling between the funny answer is the Death Note.
Of course you would pick that, you sick freak.
I wouldn't use it.
Why? Then why do you want it?
Just threaten governments to look after the planet. There we go. Like,
oh, look at this guy trying to be some right kind now. Of... Let's go. Some anti-hero kind of... What's it called?
I would not pick it before people start getting scared.
Oh. Just be like, Elizabeth, I'm going to kill her now. I'm going to write the last name. Free thy people. Let my people go.
I just write people's first names and just threaten them. I'll write your surname. I'll do it. I'll write your surname. You better behave.
Death Note, actually, we need to do an appreciation episode on that. Because that
was... Have we not done one on that?
No, we haven't.
Wow.
We actually haven't.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's the next one. That is an amazing...
The guy who's going to be crazy in the clubs. Ed, I'm actually struggling to pick to kind of pick one item that I'd go for.
I would go on.
Maybe Lelouch's eyes.
Oh yeah.
Lelouch's eyes.
Is that an item or a power though?
I mean, his eyeball is an item.
No. This guy. Wow. Of all things.
Where's eyeball on a chain around my neck? That's cool. Is that a red eyeball? Oh my gosh.
The thing is, you would do something like that as well. You sick freak. He's talking about Death Note. Now he's talking about wearing eyeballs around his freaking neck. What is wrong with you, man? I'm actually scared right now. I'm literally, it's nighttime and I'm scared. and he's saying this all while being in a dark room, people. You're scaring our listeners, man.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. What would you go for? Light it up the mood before I go for some of those dogs.
I'll just go for the Dragon Balls, man. Easy.
Yeah, I mean, would you be able to use them multiple times?
Well, I just need one wish, isn't it? So.
And what would you go for? What would you wish for?
Wishes. Can't tell you that.
More wishes.
You can't do that, can you?
Until Shenron tells me otherwise.
Okay. That's the rules, actually. You can't wish for one more wishes in Dragon Ball.
And you get one. It's only one wish, isn't it?
It depends. If you're on the Namek Dragon Balls, it's three. If you're on the Earth, it's two now. So, okay. Yeah. So, I think I'll probably wish for you to get some help. You just see one day Zola gets a knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. Hello? Hi there, Solo. I'm here because I believe you're in need of some help.
People just carry me away in a straitjacket.
Take him away. Like, no, there's nothing wrong with me.
Gosh, that's funny.
Package has been secured. We've secured the eyeball.
Moving out.
We've secured the eyeball. The Death Note has been taken away from his remit. Mike, of all the items in the world, those two, that's hilarious. Which anime show have you binged more than once?
Hunter Hunter, I've done more than once. Bleach, I've done more
have
than
you
once.
Yeah, I've never Bleach done Bleach more than once.
Yeah, I've done Bleach and Hunter Hunter twice.
That's a solid effort. Hunter Hunter, yes. Not Bleach or Naruto, no.
Yeah, just those two, I think. Those two. And well, I mean, I guess I probably can't really, I can't, probably Bleach is probably cheating because it wasn't the whole thing to us. It was just,
okay,
it was just really Soul Society. Yeah, arc Soul I watched it again.
That was a six.
Yeah, it was just Soul Society arc I watched it again. But no, Hunter x Hunter, I've done that the whole start to finish twice. Oh,
yeah, same.
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, I've done twice. I've done that twice as well. Yeah.
Samurai Champloo?
Twice. You're right. I've done Samurai Champloo twice as well. Once when I was like, when it first came out, and then I didn't really, I just couldn't remember it. And then I watched it again.
Cowboy Bebop?
Nah, once.
Once. Fair enough. Last question. What anime made you realize that anime is just not for kids?
Outlaw Star. I still haven't seen that. Yeah, it was when I was younger. And it was on Toonami and it was late and, you know, young Solo was downstairs by himself watching TV and it was the
beginnings.
Exactly.
The by himself in the dark.
With the volume really low. And it was a fan service episode. And that was the first time I
knew it.
In my life I realized that I didn't even know what it was called, but I didn't even know that anime could do that. So ever since then, I was like, yeah, this ain't just for kids. This ain't just for kids.
Ever since you're then. A kid and you know it's not for kids.
I was a teenager at that time, so okay, hormones were all over the place. It was a dangerous time in my life to be watching fantasies. And that kickstarted the cycle of anime
solo
watching,
loving like
prison school
service,
and
prison school.
What's the other one?
I'm telling you, this guy loves fan service.
That is not true. Fake news, people. Fake
fan
news.
He watches prison school. This is Life of a Diary of a whatever.
Oh, what are you talking
diary
about?
Diary of High School Boys or whatever.
That's not fan service.
He has a prison school where he keeps all the perverts just so he can teach them
a lesson.
How to be better.
To be better people, to be better in society. You are included. It's all you and your favorite characters. Gosh. You, Master Roshi, you again, Minata.
Me again, you know.
You again, Sanji, all of you need to be contained in one island.
Nice one!
Exactly. You guys can say that to each other. Need to be contained. Gosh. On Mr. Roshi's Island alone. Master Roshi's Island alone.
Nah, 100%. Solo love fan service. Even Hisoka, I can't believe you like that character. Solo, and I quote, said he's my favorite Hunter x Hunter character.
I didn't
character.
Say that.
Yes, you did.
That's fake.
Yes, you did. Go back to listen to Hunter x Hunter episode. No, you did not.
It's a joke, man.
No, gosh. You did not.
Hisoka, look how you're paying me out to be. A fan service, Death Note using, eyeball wearing.
You know what I think you are thinking right now? Hide your kids, hide your wife. I'm looking at that guy. Hide your kids, hide your wife. Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Who you're going to call to get sectioned. Thanks.
Oh gosh, that's Solo right now. Hide your kids, hide your wives, because these guys be out here. That guy, that
you,
meme is so
you
funny.
You are out here. You and your
nope,
motley
that's
crew.
You.
Of
that's you, Solo.
all of them.
That's all you, Solo. But anyway, moving on swiftly on. That was the last question. So, Solo, well done.
Thank you.
You actually provided no value to our audiences.
That's what I'm here for.
But thanks very much, everyone, for listening. That was just, again, another 21. I know we had a few people say they liked that episode, so we wanted to do that again. And we'll just do this from time to time. It's good to get, like, different perspectives from different sources of questions from the general public. I've actually quite found that enlightening. As you can see, I even now know that Solo is even more twisted and needs more help than previously thought. So, Solo, if you hear a knock in the next few weeks, just know it's out of love.
I'm not opening my door.
It's out of love.
I'm not opening my door.
It's out of love. There will be a white van.
Not opening my door. Not opening
my
door.
It's out of love. So please, we will pray.
I'll be just opening the curtains and just looking out with one eye.
Yeah.
just seeing who's there.
Using Gio's power.
No, just hold my
hold the eyeball.
Hold the eyeball out the window.
Oh my goodness. Inject yourself. Oh gosh. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We really appreciate it. Like we said, please want to hear from you guys more this year. Leave a voice note. Leave an email, Instagram, all the socials were there. We want to hear from you, so please hit us up on Instagram, all the socials, Twitter, and so on and so forth, or send us an email, or go on our website. That's the best one. Really, really would love you to send a voice note. That means a lot to us. But if you don't want to, I appreciate sometimes people are shy, just go on Instagram or Twitter and just DM us or just message us or comment on our post. Any interaction with us, we just really, really appreciate it. Until next time, thanks very much and peace out. Hey, Super Family. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. It takes less than 30 seconds. Doing so will allow us to grow the show and encourage us to keep putting out more content. In case you're wondering how to subscribe, rate, and review the show, just go to ratethispodcast.com/superanimepodcast. That's super with 3 U's. We will also leave a link to it in the show notes for you to go to as a simple way to subscribe, rate, and review the show. We love your reviews, so please keep them coming and we will read them out in future episodes. Please do share this podcast with anyone you feel will enjoy the show. Finally, to keep the conversation going, we're super keen to hear your thoughts, questions, and opinions on the show's discussion points. To get in contact with us, you can either leave a voice note via the mic on our website, superanimepodcast.com, that's super with 3 U's, or you can write a note via the contact section, superanimepodcast.com/contact. It's also in the show notes as well. Along with your email, please leave your name and location from where you're listening from, and we will be sure to shout you out and include some of your thoughts in the next and upcoming episodes. Have a great day wherever you are, and bye for now.